His palms are sweaty. Mom's spaghetti.
Let's go home and do some math, man.
You're a natural. A beating heart of stone. You gotta be so cold to make it this world.
What's up, everybody? Thank you for listening to episode number 2 of the Mop Up Duty Podcast. My name's Ben. I'm joined by 2 dickbags. Dickbag number 1, Samuel Ellis. That's 2 M's.
Larger.
Sam, that's where you're supposed to say hi.
I'm the larger dickbag, I think. But
like in...
Like weight. Like gravity.
Metric?
Like how friendly I am with gravity.
Oh. And then dickbag number 2. His new name is Maniac Matt.
Big Papa Pump.
Howdy.
Howdy. How's everyone's week going? You got your Christmas shopping done?
No, it's not the 24th yet.
True. Samuel?
Yeah. My wife has all of them done. I have to get some white elephant gifts, but usually those are just random.
Okay.
Like snuggies with hoods. You know, fancy ones.
All right, let's bust right into a big week in sports. Let's talk about probably the biggest. Just because the Bears-Rams game is not done yet. But the biggest event that happened this week was the Heisman.
Army-Navy.
And that, questionable. Kyler Murray ended up winning that. Did you guys feel the results were what you expected?
Yeah. I kind of figured he would win.
It was Kyler Murray in first, then Tua Tagovailoa-Lahio in second.
Yep.
And then Dwayne Haskins third.
Haskins had better stats than both of them, I believe.
Here's a question. If Tua doesn't sit out those games, SEC championship game, if he doesn't come out in that second half, do you think he wins?
No.
The Heisman?
Because they lose that game.
Oh.
If he stays in, Alabama
really?
Loses.
Why do you say that?
Does it completely change the game plan?
Because he wasn't very effective. I mean, look at the game. They had like 36 passing yards through like 2.5 quarters. 3 quarters, whatever it is.
Yeah. Tua was thrown into double coverage, triple coverage sometimes, and then when Hurts came in, he scrambled and changed the game plan. They just drew plays in the dirt, pretty much. It's harder to game plan for another quarterback coming, just like when Tua came in the championship. They didn't have the game plan for him coming in.
Nope.
So it seems that I think we're all in agreement that he probably deserved it. So then, now let's move on. Let's build a little bit on keeping on Tua and Hurt. If you guys are Nick Saban, who are you starting?
I won't tell you what I'd do if I was Nick Saban.
Wow. Okay, you're the coach of Alabama.
Well, I'd hire, it has to be Tua because he gives you a better chance to win. Because if you're game planning for Hurts, it's an easier game plan because he's run first. He can throw the ball, but with Tua, when he's on, he can put the ball anywhere he wants to, in my opinion.
He's a sophomore, correct?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew, who are you starting?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd probably look at the third-string quarterback and see what he was doing.
Probably. He comes in the second quarter.
Yeah.
Why don't you just play 4 quarterbacks? Everyone gets a quarter.
But
because that is stupid.
No, it's not.
The interesting thing, and I can't believe you didn't know this, Ben. But is Kyler Murray a sophomore or a freshman? I think he's a sophomore.
Kyler Murray, isn't he a graduate?
Yeah.
I thought he was a graduate senior. Graduate
transfer. Was he?
Yeah.
Because he wasn't at TCU or Texas A&M.
I don't know. Well, let's edit that out then, because I'm an idiot. But anyway,
question.
Let's look it up. Look it up.
Scott Boras, his agent, apparently said that he will not be playing in the NFL. He's signed a contract with the Oakland A's that allowed him to finish the collegiate season, and then he has to report to the Oakland A's.
So he has to?
Yeah. Apparently it's in his it was in his contract he signed with the Oakland A's because he was drafted in the first round.
Yeah, he got a giant signing bonus too.
Yeah, it's like a bunch.
So how does that work that he gets paid for that but can still come back and play?
Probably signed on contingency, saying I'll sign with you if
yeah,
I get
like,
the money when I graduate.
Yeah. Obviously.
So none of us were right. He's a redshirt junior.
I was close.
Yeah. Junior.
And he started out at A&M.
Yeah, I said that. I said TCU or A&M. So I get a half.
Anyway, so he can't. But the funny thing is he can't even come back for his senior year of college. He has to go.
Yeah.
From what everything that I read, he has to report to the Oakland A's.
He has to report.
Yeah.
Well, so he can't even Heisman, and then
he can't even go back to back Heismans.
Can he play football and baseball?
I mean, if Oakland like allowed him to, I believe he could.
Is okay
like,
with
if they, yeah, if someone drafted him or whatever, signed him. I read that one of the GMs told Adam Schefter that he would be a first round draft, late first round pick.
Really, he's only 5'11".
I would believe that.
He's
a short quarterback.
Drew Brees.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson.
Drew Brees and Kyler Murray, same quarterback.
I mean, you never know.
Sam, really, for God's sakes.
Huck it, chuck it, football.
Fuck. All right, now to the most surprising story I felt over the weekend, maybe. Is the Big Ten is eyeing Oklahoma and Texas for their reportedly expansion in 2025. Give me odds and percentages that will happen.
I don't think that was like a very big. I feel like it was just some random comments from someone.
It was like low-key news story.
Yeah.
I think that's just throwing out a feeler trying to get a better contract with the Big 12. Longhorn. Texas doesn't make any sense because Texas has a Longhorn network, so them going to the Big Ten network, they have to give that up.
Yeah, but the Longhorn network is trash.
Oh, it's awful.
I don't think I don't think it turned out to be as good as what they wanted it to be.
Well, it didn't help that they sucked out loud at football for a while too.
Oh well, yeah, doesn't help. They had a good volleyball team.
Well, that does pay the bills.
Yeah.
I'd watch volleyball. I play it.
That'd be definitely interesting though if they even consider joining the Big Ten. I just don't see how that would work. Well, and I don't see it happening.
By that time, wouldn't it just be super conferences then anyway? Then because you get 16 teams in a conference, and it's Oklahoma and Texas, and there's just going to be 4, 5, 16 team conferences.
Yeah, like then. The rest of the Big 12 is just like irrelevant. And like, where do they go? Do they go to the Pac 12? The fucking Big East? The who knows?
Canada.
Or do they just go back to the Big 8?
There's no way this happens. No way this happens because with those two leaving the Big 12, the Big 12 is shit.
That's what I just said.
Well, like,
come at me, Big 12 supporters.
Iowa State would probably win the conference then.
I know. I'm reiterating.
Iowa State should have.
Like the Big 8 times?
Yeah, I said that too.
Matt, go eat a bag of cheese.
Bag of cheese.
Yeah. Bag of cheese.
Whoops. Need to edit that cough out. But
I don't know why you always say that because I'm not editing that stuff.
Yeah, we can edit it.
So, I think it's all safe to say. I think it's safe to say we think that is not happening.
Yeah, I really don't. Honestly, I don't care right now. 2025, I don't even know if I'm going to be.
I was going to say, that's 7 years. This world will probably be in flames by then.
No, in 2025, however, I plan on living on my couch and not being able to move.
Speaking of 2025, Matt Campbell signed an extension with Iowa State, through 2025 this weekend.
How much is he making per annum?
I don't even know. I don't know what the contract is worth. I do know that he got another $1 million for his assistance, but I don't know his total value of his contract. But
is Iowa State self-sufficient?
Athletic program? I don't know. I don't know. I'd have to look at the
where are you going with this?
Financials.
Well, everybody gets mad at Ferentz for making as much money as he does, but the Iowa program is self-sufficient, so there's no state tax dollars that go to pay his salary or anything.
But sir.
But no one,
he's the highest paid state employee, sir.
Right. Yeah, no one sees that. Like, they choose to ignore those facts. It's fine.
It's because people just fit things into their narrative that they want.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, bottom line.
But, no.
So,
I think that's a huge... Huge deal.
Maniac Matt, how does this make you feel?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Signing Matt Campbell?
Maniac Matt. Yeah.
I think it's good for the state of Iowa and... Obviously, Iowa State. I think he's going to build.
What do you think the odds are that he stays there that long?
What's the buyout on it?
I don't know. I don't know, but I think it's pretty high.
Honestly, I
think he's in it for the long haul. I really, really do. It's more. I don't have any facts on that. No one really does, except Matt Campbell. But I think he's in it for the long haul. I think he really truly wants to build a dynasty or a powerhouse, which is going to be a long stretch, but I think he can get Iowa State to, I mean, better than they've ever been before, which he already did this year, I guess. The most wins they've ever had in the Big 12.
If he can get the offensive lineman... If he can get the offensive lineman and the defensive lineman recruits, he'll be on his way. Because that's the main thing. If you want to succeed in college, you're going to got to recruit the trenches.
Yeah, for sure. He's definitely got a quarterback for the next 4 years or 3 years.
Well,
oh yeah, Purdy. If he was, I tell you what, if he was on the basketball team the other night, they'd have won.
Think so.
Well,
all right. So here's the deets on the contract. He gets an additional $1 million for staff. Oh, great. That's just neat. It's a new 6-year deal worth $22.5 million. So it's about his salary's getting bumped up to $3.5 million per.
Oh my god! How can they afford that? I'm just kidding. I don't care.
The buyout decreases $1 million every year. If he leaves before February 1st, 2019, his buyout's $7 million. And if, like I just said, it decreases by $1 million every year, but would never fall below $2 million.
That's a pretty cheap buyout.
It's not bad. I mean, if a big school like Texas, you know, the big schools, Texas, Ohio State, if they wanted him, they'd shell that up, I'm sure.
Yeah, I wonder if that got reduced since he signed the extension. Because I thought it was higher than that previously.
I don't know.
It was high before, but
Well, for some reason, I thought it was like 10 or more. But what do I know? I don't pay attention to that stuff.
You're just a maniac.
Yeah. Maniac.
All right, Samuel. It's that time you've been waiting for all
week. I used to eat paint chips.
Oh, there isn't a window I wouldn't eat paint chips.
Oh, that was good. I was hoping I'd get a fuck out of you. All right, Samuel, it's your time to shine. Let's hear your stat of the week.
Well, I talked about Dave Kingman last week, and he didn't play for the Pirates ever, because evidently I'm an idiot. But he played for tons of different teams, no more than like 3 years apiece. But he had 442 home runs. He struck out over 1,300 times, and his on-base percentage was .302 for his career.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's subpar. You know what? While we're talking about striking out a lot, let's jump the agenda. Let's talk about this week's Mutt of the Week. You guys want to do it now?
Sure. Might as well.
Okay.
Let her rip.
So, again, if this is the first time you've tuned in, again, you're listening to Mop Up Duty Podcast. This is a segment we do called the Mutt of the Week because we play slow pitch softball over in Lytton at the Dog Pound. Except Matt, because he's illegal.
They have to have hail insurance for his home runs, his bombs.
Yeah. So this week, last week's Mutt of the Week was Mitch Gunnerman. Shout out, Mitch. So this week's Mitch. Oh, Jesus Louise. This week's Mutt of the Week is none other than Zach B.T. Mason.
Decent.
Zach plays on Team Making Bacon. And he holds down third base. We're going to go to Statistical Sam for the stats on Zach.
Zach led the league in third base overthrows with probably 7.5 per game. And I'm pretty sure he knocked it. He actually hit a deer with one of his errant throws. So he actually had a tag for it. So he got that. That's plus. But he also leads the league in pretty smile with a.
Cutest mouth.
Prettiest mouth. And also, I believe he's struck out more than... He has three strikeouts on the year, all looking.
Yeah, true.
And he's been known to be able to play with his eyes closed.
Some additional ones that Rebecca left out of the stats this week was he once overthrew third base. And it went over the fence and got stuck in a fucking bike tire between the spokes. That's no
way. Whoa, man. What's the velocity on that thing?
It was a Velocity Raptor.
I also heard...
So, congrats.
I also heard he's getting a new pair of specs from Bubbles in Canada. He knows who that is.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I heard Mason also has his own kitties.
Yes.
Boy. So shout out to you, BT Zach Mason. You are this week's Mutt of the Week. All right, moving on. Good job. Let's talk about, did you guys see the Patriots ending? Patriots-Dolphins ending. Oh, Jesus.
I love you, Dad.
Anyone?
No, I was too busy playing volleyball.
I saw the 20-second highlight clip, and I loved every second of it. However, Rob Gronkowski doesn't get blasted for a solid week on his lack of athleticism chasing him down, I'll be disappointed.
Well, and what were they thinking? All I gotta say, throw a 75-yard bomb?
All I have to say is I'm glad that I didn't get negative points for him in fantasy for that effort on defense.
Yeah, it was bad. Like, he took such a horrible angle.
We almost just tripped.
The worst angle, you know?
He almost tripped and fell.
Well, didn't he? He pretty much. He tackled like he was a tight end.
Yeah.
Womp, womp, womp.
Why is he even out there? I mean, is Tannehill going to throw a 75-yard Hail Mary? That's the only reason you need him in there to knock it down, right? There's no way he's throwing a 75-yard
pass
in
a long time.
Since Michael Vick. And that commercial where he threw it out of the stadium.
He also threw at dogs, too.
Threw the ball over the mountain if Coach would have put him in.
If I just had a time.
If anyone cares, I know this isn't coming out live, but the... Mitch Trubisky just threw his third pick of the game. And then the very next play, Jared Goff threw his third pick of the game also.
So, yay defense.
They both suck.
Yeah.
Goff's wearing gloves for the second.
It was nice to see touchdown Tom Brady had a decent game again. He had, in fantasy, he had been kind of sucking.
But wasn't a third and goal and he got sacked too, though? And had no timeouts left before the first half?
I don't know. Cost him 3 points. Hey, that reminds me. Anyone catch the end of the Pittsburgh game?
The Pistons?
They got, okay. Yeah. Okay, so the Raiders scored with like 20 to 30 seconds left, okay? To go up three. So then the Steelers got it and drove down the field. And I think they were going for like a 40-some yard field goal. And they kick it, or they snap it. And, I don't know, Boswell freaking tripped and didn't even get the kickoff to tie the game.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my.
So,
and kickers have one job.
And to keep it even better, I'm in a survivor pool at Docks. And I picked the Steelers, and I lost, so I'm out now.
Perfect.
And there's only like 6 people left.
Perfect.
Fuck.
Aaron Rodgers set another record today. Most.
No one cares.
Pass attempts without an interception. Consecutive pass attempts.
Hey, did you watch the game?
What game? No. I was busy.
Packers. They had. The Falcons had 2, count them, 1, 2, easily dropped picks in that game, too.
Mm-hmm. That's what that's how he was able to set the record for most pass attempts.
He also has the record for the most silent farts in a game.
Hey, it's coming from Statistical Sam. I guarantee,
he gets done playing a game, he's got some skid marks. He just looks like he grits his teeth and turns. Yeah,
hey,
they took his underwear and they measured the skin mark.
Okay.
What?
Good talk.
Why are you trying to quiet us down? We were on a roll. We were butter.
Yeah. Rebecca's handing me a card about that. Hold on. Oh, wow. So, Sam, it turns out you are wrong about the most silent farts in the game. You said he had, what, 2 or 3? Mm-hmm. It's actually Dick Butkus has 4 for the record.
Oh, Rogers has the most queefs. Sorry.
All right. New segment this week. New segment. Shut up. Rant of the week. Who wants to start out? What's their rant of the week? You got the floor. 1 minute. As soon as you start timing or talking, the timer starts.
Lead the way.
Anyone?
Captain Kirk.
Sam? Sam? No, Samuel?
You go ahead.
I don't... What? All right, here's my rant of the week. Starting. Ben's rant of the week. If you're driving, and I'm clearly going above the speed limit, and you can tell. You can't tell me you can't tell when something's coming in hot. And you pull out in front of me and then proceed to go 40, 45 miles an hour. Go, seriously, come on.
What's the speed limit?
55.
Yeah.
55. Are you in... Where else would it be?
Where else would what be?
Yeah, ding dong.
Could be 65 on the interstate. Come on, on-ramp. All
right, that's my rant of the week. Shut up, someone else go.
My rant of the week.
Drink, slug that water.
Yep, I had to get nice and lubed up for this one. My rant of the week...
Let it slide out.
It doesn't even happen that often, but when they're, it's, I don't know why this has to relate to driving again, but I was at Merlehay Road, if anyone is in Des Moines, knows Merlehay Road, the north and south lanes.
Is that a paved run?
Yeah, just one of them. The other lane is dirt.
It's a dirt kind.
North and south has cars lined up for a quarter of a mile or more, and east and west lanes at this four-way stop with stoplights. The stoplights aren't working, so it's flashing red. Multiple cars going east and west were running through the damn intersection, backing up even more the traffic on the north and south lanes. How big of a piece of shit do you have to be, excuse my language, to not let north and south lanes go to unclog the traffic? Am I right or am I right?
Re-say that again. I'm not comprehending.
It's a four-way stop. It's got the flashing red lights. There's like two or three cars at a time going east and west coming up, but then you got traffic backed up over a quarter of a mile going north and south both ways, and multiple cars were sneaking through east and west and not letting us go north and south, further backing us up.
Well, that's where you're at on common sense.
Yeah. That is what drives me crazy, and when people don't take turns at the damn four-way stops. All right.
How big of an idiot do you have to be to not know when to how to take turns?
Well, I don't know.
I'm pretty. Not an idiot. Just how disrespectful do you have to be?
Right.
There you go. That's a good word.
That's also like when you're trying to leave like a football game and you have to get it. You want to get into the lane and no one lets you in, or someone will let one person in, then five people try to get through. Just common decency. Yep.
Goes a long ways, doesn't it, Samuel George?
It goes about 45 feet.
All right, Samuel, what is your rant of the week?
Mine has to deal with, like, checkout clerks and tellers. When the best thing that was ever invented was the self-checkout at Walmart, because now I don't have to talk to anybody. But usually when you go through the line and then they start talking about what you're buying, my biggest pet peeve in the whole world. I don't really want, like, oh, you're buying dog food. Is that for your dog? No, I'm going to eat it. Just common sense. Or when they make a mistake, they act like they didn't. There's this one lady, I gave her a $50 bill, and she gave me change back for a 20. I said, I gave you a 50, and she goes, oh, no, you didn't. She looks, oh, yeah, she did. So she takes out a calculator. I'm like, just give me $30. She goes, no. I'll let me figure it out. She does it on the calculator, looks up, and goes, you're right, it was $30 extra. Like, 20 plus 30 equals 50. But you just, I guess, I know they have a job to do and everything, but you don't have to talk to me. I don't have one of those faces that you want to talk to anyway. I look like I'm pissed off all the time. So, just leave me off.
What kind of calculator was she using, though?
Oh, it was a TI-86.
Yeah.
No, it was a...
So, did she have to graph out the answer?
Yeah, then? it was a parabola, turns out.
Was it one of those common core calculators? She had like...
Yeah, Common Core. She had 75 pages of homework, and turns out, I owe you $30. And she handed me the $30 and then 52 sheets of paper.
That lady gets one yikes. Okay. Now, last topic of the night. Bryce Harper watch.
Ooh.
Oh, that'd be a good gift for Christmas, a Bryce Harper watch.
I believe I said he was going to sign with the Nationals. Matt said the Cardinals. And Samuel, I don't remember who you said.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Fuck you then.
He's got Sioux City Explorers.
So who do you guys think he's signing with?
Phillies.
Another update? St. Louis. St. Louis is
still
gonna
even after they got...
Spend more money than they've ever spent before. And, well... It all depends. It depends. I read an article. I think if the length of his contract it comes down from 10 years, they'll be interested. If it comes down to like...
Well, done. Most people will. That's a lot of people don't want to have a 10-year investment. Well,
he does fit the...
But some teams might be willing to give him 10 years, you dupe. That's what did...
Ooh, got you good, you fucker.
Ooh, you silly poo-poo head.
Well, I already used bad language once, so I had to tone it down. This is a family podcast. Well,
Bryce Harper fits the free agent signing for the Cardinals, because what they like to do is sign white people. So.
Oh, God. Please don't go there.
Well, look at the last free agent signings.
Oh boy!
Yeah.
We're all getting fired from our jobs for this.
I don't know.
Who was their
job
last? Who was their last free agent signing? That was, Yadier Molina. I guess they signed him to extension. I'm just joking around. Cardinals fans are the best.
Oh, for the Cardinals, I kind of was lost there.
Yeah.
They only signed the whites. No, they signed Carlos Beltran.
He's pretty much mostly. He's Puerto Rican, isn't he? That's the United States. And that's. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It can't. Well, no, they signed Dexter Fowler. Are you talking about?
Yeah. And how's he doing there? How's he liking it?
He gets booed.
No.
They tell his wife to go back to Iran.
He really whacked it around for about four at bats once, and then he was sitting at the end of the dugout eating bubblegum.
Oh. At least he can afford the bubblegum.
Yeah, it's free.
Let's talk about Matt, your fantasy football team. You got any teams remaining?
My fantasy football team. I've got the only two teams that I have, they're both in the playoffs.
Oh, watch out, Adam, watch out, Matthew Berry.
Big Matt's
2-2. Are you
currently
winning?
Currently in our what is our league called? The Sac City Special.
Sac City Special.
I have what are you guys' team names? Team. Well, you.
yours, Matt.
If you're under the age of 18, close your ears or cover your ears. To start the year, my team name was Shitbag, and
ooh, you said a dirty word.
What is it now, though? What is it now?
I was having a horrible year, so I changed it to FU.
Did you turn around after that?
And now Samuel, now he's about ready to pull off the upset of the season.
Yeah. I snuck it. I had to win the last week of the year. I snuck it out. I was I win by a couple points. Now I'm beating the highest scoring team in the league, Steven Moldovan. He's averaging like 145 a game. And now I'm beating him by like 62.5. Something like that. I don't know.
And you're projected for 143 and he's projected for 103.
Yeah. So, and my team sucks. Well, my team's not bad. I just had a lot of injuries and my receivers are kind of weak. And Aaron Rodgers has had a down year for points anyways, but.
It helps you had George Kittle go off today.
You what?
I have Kittle and Gronkowski on my team.
Yep, I had George Kittle, too. That was big. Whew. And T.Y. Hilton finally scored some points. Been waiting 17 weeks for that one.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
My other fantasy league is weird. The playoffs haven't even started yet. It's like only four teams out of the 12 make it. So this is the last week of the year, and I'm leading the league. I have the best record in the league. The most points I'm at, but I'm getting. I forgot to start a defense this week, and I'm getting my ass kicked. I scored 1,994 points on the season.
1,000. How much?
1,994.02 points on the season.
Is that a Yahoo or ESPN?
Yeah, Yahoo League. That one.
Yahoo!
Yep, it's Headlines Nation is the league, and my team name is Soup Kitchen.
What's your team name, Ben?
I've got a lot of leagues, but the
tell most us used tell team no name... tell the fans how many leagues do you run and how many mock drafts do you do a season? This is
how
this
many I run is just one.
No, Sam, this should be your statistical thingamajiggy this week. Ben runs at least 50 mock drafts a year before he actually does a real draft.
So he probably. He's so into fantasy where he's a unicorn.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal, okay? I run a lot of mock drafts, probably 50 or so, and then I probably join like four or five ESPN leagues just to like draft and see how like live people are drafting.
So you scout.
He's studying the human behavior on the fantasy draft and how people are taking certain players in that given season.
The spinoff of Criminal Minds, just Fantasy Football Minds.
I mean, it must work because in all my paid leagues but one, I made the playoffs.
No, I'm not saying I'm not saying it doesn't work. I just it's funny. I like it.
So back to team name. It's collect like the most used name I have is Big Ass TDs.
I know it's been used. How long have you had that one? 10 years.
Never.
Forever.
Never changes.
Like I'm in the teacher league with a bunch of former teachers, and I had gotten that in like 2007, and I've never changed my name once, and it's been that the whole time.
I changed my name to the dumbest thing every year.
Matt changes his name like every other week.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm going to do next year. This year.
What?
Well, this year I'm the Sweaty Dragon Fingers. And last year I was the Romantic Explosions.
I remember that.
Yeah, this year I'm...
Are you only in one league? Yeah,
and I got third. Our playoffs finish up today. Or this week.
Seriously? Yep.
Damn, that's a short league.
That's early.
And I don't know if a lot of people know how to draft in this league, too, because I have Barkley, I have Breeze, Barkley, Nick Chubb, Gronkowski, and Kittle, and Thomas as my...
And you got third.
Yeah. Someone has Mahomes and Connor both on their team.
Who won that league this year?
Yeah, it's probably going to be Davis.
Oh, boy. Thanks for the invite. Shout out, Davis. Thanks for the invite back.
Well, you got kicked off the team. What did you get last year on our league?
Like third or fourth, I think. I don't know.
I don't know if you made the playoffs.
I don't know. I'm just literally just saying what I feel like saying.
I didn't make the play. I made them last year, but yeah. We have a traveling trophy everybody gets too.
All right, what are you guys watching this week?
Probably the back of my eyelids.
No one jump at once to say something.
I didn't watch anything this week really because I had 11 duels. Also, shout out to ESAC for second place this last Saturday.
Yeah, give them boys some shout outs.
Booyah.
4-1 on the day.
Bringing that hardware home, boys. Bringing that hardware.
First time since 1995.
Is it really?
Yeah, first time the wrestling teams have brought anything home.
Besides themselves, you mean?
Well, sometimes that's a struggle. But yeah. I'm probably going to finish watching The Last Kingdom again. You know, the show with the tits.
Yeah. You pervert.
What's perverted about that?
I don't know. Did you say tits or tips?
Yes.
Okay. I asked the question, and you said yes.
You know, tips spelled backwards is spit.
Matt, what are you watching this week? Good luck topping Matt.
What am I watching this week?
That's what I said.
I'm probably not going to watch anything. I'm going to lay on the couch, take a nap, massage my feet.
Your own feet?
Eat ice cream.
Eat ice cream?
What type of ice cream? Do you know they make Rolo ice cream?
Yeah, Halo Top.
Watch my calories.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good. I don't think I honestly don't even know what's on this week. I know my wife works nights. The first half of this week, so that's going to be real neat.
You can watch NCIS Tuesdays.
I know I'll watch the football game tomorrow night.
With Leroy Jethro Gibbs.
Oh, yeah.
Leroy Jenkins.
My favorite TV show. Oh, you know, I am watching. I'm watching my daughter's Christmas program at the church tomorrow night.
Wow, she has a Christmas program?
Oh, yeah. The whole daycare deal. Like they run it from nursery one, which is newborns, and up to like 1 year old, and all the way up to like the preschool
whatever. I can't remember how.
Quit fucking coughing.
Can't help it. It's dry. The air's dry here. I think they go up to like.
What are you in the Rockies?
Yeah, Aspen.
Okay, makes sense.
But.
All right.
Yeah.
You guys got any parting words before we sign off for the week? Oh, I'm supposed to mention we've got a hot and heavy new segment coming next week, so you're going to really, really want to make sure you tune in.
Oh, you think so?
That's what you told me to say.
Yep, it's going to be a good one.
It's funny. You tell me to say that, and then you question me saying it.
I know, I'm just being a smartass.
Maniac Matt in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm. No, it's going to be huge. It's going to be huge.
It's going to be epic.
Stay tuned.
Believe me.
Tune in next week.
All right.
Week
2, Mud Podcast.
9 p.m. Eastern Time. Facebook Live. Yep, we're going to do it. We're going Facebook Live.
Oh, I don't know if I'm ready.
I'm just kidding. But
Okay. All right. Mud Podcast, Ben, Sam, and Matthew. We out. Thanks for listening.
Peace out.